Welcome to Mystic Access,
where the magic is in learning.
The following program is a presentation of Mystic Access, where the magic is in learning. To contact us, please visit www.mysticaccess.com. Call us 716-543-3323. Email us info@mysticaccess.com and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mysticaccess. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy the program. Hi! Welcome to the HumanWare Victor Reader Stream New Generation Audio Tutorial by Mystic Access. My name is Kim Loftus, and I will be your guide on this adventure. Mystic Access created this New Generation Stream audio program because we saw a need to make available a learning tool that would be easy, interactive, very comprehensive, and a lot of fun for you to use. We wish to support you in learning how to use your stream in a step-by-step and enjoyable manner, and to empower you to become comfortable using this technology in your daily life with ease. We have attempted to cover a lot within the course of this tutorial. However, our goal was to make it simple for you to utilize the audio in bite-sized chunks, should this be your preference, and in doing so, to gain a thorough understanding of the material you study. We have broken this tutorial up into both parts and sections within each part to make your navigating and learning of the material as convenient as possible. Our goal was to make each section a comprehensive unit within itself. Therefore, if you have specific areas of interest, such as utilizing bookmarks, learning the multi-tap text entry method, using Audible for your stream, and so on, you can find all of the relevant information for achieving your desires in specific sections, without having to bounce around a lot between and among various sections. If you are starting from scratch in learning how to use your stream, this program can serve as a thorough jumping-off point to get you started, or as a deep dive to support you in learning both the basic and advanced functions of the unit. Please note that this tutorial is an audio daisy book. Should you wish, it may alternatively be played back on any device that can play files in MP3 format. The DAISY format includes a wide variety of navigational elements. You can easily move between parts at level 1, from section to section within level 2, and between discussion topics at level 3. To play this program utilizing the DAISY navigation available, you may unzip and place it within the $VRDTB folder of your stream's SD card, or into the relevant folder of any device you have that is capable of playing audio DAISY books. If, however, you wish to play the tutorial on an MP3-capable device, just unzip the tutorial into the relevant folder for the MP3 player. The DAISY-specific navigation will then be ignored. Please note that the MP3 files are broken up into parts and sections, but not the level 3 discussion topics. There is a second important factor that led us to create this audio program. We know from personal experience, as assistive technology users ourselves, that beginning to use or learning to more comprehensively use a piece of assistive technology can sometimes prove to be a very intimidating experience. We wanted to create a product that would both teach and empower, and which would be interactive enough so that it can be used as a springboard for exploring and growing in the use of your stream on your own, in a way that doesn't make you feel as if you're being shoved off of a cliff, as it were. We hope that you will find this program helpful and that you will enjoy using it. We thank you for the opportunity to assist you in learning to utilize your Victor Reader stream in a fun and comprehensive manner. Now, let's take a detailed look at what we will be covering throughout this tutorial. Part 1 includes a full overview of the stream, its physical appearance, key descriptions and layouts, and also some important basic functions that will be useful for you to know in advance as we move further into the tutorial. In Section 1 of Part 1, we will be going through a basic overview and orientation. In this section, we will also be discussing the use of SD cards, thumb drives, some specifics of the battery compartment and inserting and removing the battery, how to charge your stream using its micro USB port, how to insert and remove the device from the included case, exploring the functions of the power key, and more. In section 2, I'll show you how to enter, exit, and explore within key describer mode. In section 3, we will take a look at the built-in user guide. In section 4, we will explore the stream's time and date settings, as well as the sleep options. In section 5, we will be discussing the bookmarks feature. This is a useful tool for you to have at your disposal as you begin exploring and utilizing the stream's various bookshelves. In section 6, I'll be teaching you all about text entry. Typing text on your stream will require you to use the multi-tap text entry method. In this section, I'll be showing you a few tips which may make familiarizing yourself with this method somewhat easier and less intimidating if typing in this way is new to you. In section 7, we will be entering the stream's built-in user guide again to conduct a text search. In part 2, we will be covering the standard or offline bookshelves. Section 1 will cover the notes bookshelf. Section 2 will cover the text bookshelf. Section 3 will cover the talking books or DTB bookshelf. Section 4 will cover the other books bookshelf. And section 5 will cover the saved podcasts bookshelf. In section 6, we will be exploring the music bookshelf. And finally, in section 7, we will be taking a detailed look at the Audible bookshelf and how to utilize Audible.com and its wide variety of books as a great source of reading material for your stream. In section 8, we will be taking a comprehensive look at all of the menus and menu options that are available to you in your offline bookshelves. In part 3, we will move on to look at the online bookshelves. Before we can do this, however, we'll need to connect to Wi-Fi in order for you to be able to fully enjoy utilizing the online bookshelves. In section 1 of part 3, we're going to explore how to connect the stream to a Wi-Fi network, how to validate this connection, and more. In section 2, we will be discussing the Internet Radio bookshelf, where there are thousands of stations available for your listening pleasure. In section 3, I'll be showing you how to use the built-in Wiktionary and Wikipedia features. In Section 4, we'll be looking at the National Library Service, Braille and Audio Reading Download, or BARD service, and how you can search for, browse, and download books from BARD directly onto your stream in just a few keystrokes. Section 5 will cover the Podcasts online bookshelf. I'll show you how to search for podcasts, how to add them to your stream, and more. In Section 6, we will be discussing how you can download and listen to newspapers and magazines available from the NFB Newsline service. Section 7 will cover how to search for and download materials from Bookshare.org. Finally, in Section 8, I'll show you how to check for and install software updates. In Part 4, we will be discussing the HumanWare Companion software program. I'll be showing you how to use several functions that are available through the Companion. We will begin by downloading and installing the Companion. We will then explore its menus. We will transfer a few files, including an NLS BARD book and a podcast file. I'll show you how to place and read PDF files on your stream using the Companion. And I'll show you how to create playlists. We will be creating an SD card label. We'll explore the Options menu. We will check for Companion updates. And finally, I'll show you how to check for stream updates directly from the HumanWare Companion software. Last but certainly not least, Part 5 contains a marvelous miscellany. In this part, I'll show you how to lock and unlock your stream. And we will discuss the various reset methods available in case your stream has a lockup or you run into another issue requiring this measure. Finally, we're going to have a little bit of fun, because if you don't happen to like the text-to-speech voices that come included by default on your stream, or would like to try some other ones, I'll show you how to change them using other software options that HumanWare makes available. There will definitely be some other goodies that we'll be exploring along the way, but this is a primary summary of the topics that we're going to be covering throughout this stream tutorial. Before we dive into part one, I'd like to share a little bit with you about a couple of surprise sections that will pop up from time to time as you listen. Each part, parts 1 through 5, will include a section called the Encouragement Corner. We included this section to help with the previously mentioned intimidation factor that assistive technology users can sometimes face. Mystic Access recognizes the fact that sometimes beginning to use assistive technology that is new to you can be rather scary, especially when said technology includes a lot of functions, a big learning curve for you, etc. A user can begin to feel a little overwhelmed, and we get that. So the Encouragement Corner is going to provide you with little tidbits of advice and commentary to encourage, inspire, and support you in feeling more grounded in your learning process. In this section, I'll be using my over 9 years of experience as a personal life coach to provide you with tips, tools, action steps, and suggestions to help you in utilizing your device with confidence while having fun doing it. The Now It's Your Turn section will appear at the end of each part of this tutorial. This is a small section where I provide some home play for you, just little assignments to support you in gaining confidence in using, exploring, and learning more about your stream independently of this program. This section essentially puts you in the sandbox and encourages you to become more proactive and play with your stream a little bit yourself. You can choose to pause at the end of the Now It's Your Turn sections to do the home play, or you may rather do these actions at your own pace whenever it is convenient for you. We hope that both the Encouragement Corner and Now It's Your Turn sections will serve as fun additions to your learning process and that you will use them as you see fit. So now that you know what we're going to be learning, I hope you're excited. If you're planning to follow along with me using your own stream, which I definitely encourage, please have it ready. Now, let's dive into part 1 of the stream tutorial.